Ruby's Big Steak Barbecue on Christmas Day. It's looking in jeopardy because the best way to cook steak has not yet been found.
Well, it has been at my house. I want the sheriff to do it, but I thought I'd give him a day off for Christmas.
Oh, bad move. All right, Rubes, let's go to the phones.
Okay, we've got Kevin on the phone from North Ipswich.
Hey, Kev.
Hi.
Tell us about your your Ruby-proof steak cooking method.
Ruby, it's a balancing act. As you put your steaks down on the hot plate,
yeah.
If you put your onions and your mushrooms on, once you've turned your mushrooms over and your onions have become translucent,
mm-hmm.
And you've got the nice fragrance from your onions, it'll be ready for the steaks to be turned over to the other side.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, so the timekeeper is the onion.
Yeah, so that by the time you've got the two things working together, you're ready to turn it over. You've got the fragrance, which everybody starts to salivate.
Oh, mate.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on a winner, Ruby.
There is
nothing. Thank you, Kev.
There's nothing better, Kev, is there, than that smell when those onions hit that barbecue. And just the smells coming up that waft throughout the suburb.
And how wonderful that they carry on for days days after.
Hey, I've got a tip for you if you're cutting up onions on Christmas Day for your barbecue,
yeah.
and you sometimes, like I do, I forget to wash my hands after.
Oh, I cry like mad.
I cut the onions. It's not about crying, but you get that smell on your fingers of that onion smell. You just quickly wipe them off in fresh water. And Bob's your uncle. You don't get that nasty smell on your fingers there for days to come. Yeah, it's a little trick I learnt. Wash your hands after cooking. Mum taught me it. Anyway, Kev, good on you, mate. Thanks for your call. The Ruby and Dave Show, River 949.